Sergei was instrumental in the creation of this production facility, says Marchwinsko-Weral, as well as arranging the watermarking operation with Sigil. We are particularly interested in learning how you were able to obtain the address you used to contact Stella. Did that come through Sigil?
I can't tell you, Case says.
Will that be because it came through some connection of your father's? Or perhaps from your father himself?
My father is dead.
Victor, says Big End, who Case suddenly realizes has just been silent for far longer than she's ever known him to be. Case has had a very long, very trying day. Perhaps this isn't a good time.
Case lets her fork drop, ringing on the white china.
Why did you say that about my father? She asks, looking at Marchwinsko-Weral,
who starts to reply but is cut off by Big End. To dispense with being so charmingly old-world about it, Victor and Sergei represent the two mal-coordinated tips of the pinchers of Volkov's security operation. Victor, in particular, seems to have forgotten that he's here to apologize to you for the clumsiness of its grasp.
I don't understand, Case says, picking up her fork. But you're right, I'm very tired.
I think I can explain, says Sergei, if Victor will allow me.
Please do, says the Pole, his tone now lethally amiable.
There have always been two security operations around Stella and Nora. One is a branch or subsidiary of the group that protects Volkov himself. The flavor is ex-KGB, but in the sense that Putin is ex-KGB. Lawyers first, then spies. The other, largely the creation of colleagues of mine, is less conventional, largely web-based. Victor has been brought in very recently to attempt to sort out a serious lack of understanding of communication between the two. Your arrival on the scene via your discovery of the Stellanor address is glaring proof of our difficulties.
But what does any of it have to do with my father?
You first came to their attention, Big N says, when you suggested in a post that the maker might be a Russian mafia type. It was merely for example, but you struck a nerve.
Not with us directly, Sergei says, but with a pair of American graduate students we'd hired to search for, read, and collect commentary on the footage. Your site had quickly emerged as the liveliest, the most interesting forum, and potentially the most dangerous.